Iraq's interim foreign minister today accused the United Nations of failing the people of Iraq in the past, and he appealed to members of the UN Security Council not to let that happen again. Hoshyar Zebari met with Security Council members to discuss the Iraqi Governing Council's proposed timetable for restoration of Iraqi sovereignty. The Security Council also heard from Secretary General Kofi Annan, who reaffirmed his belief that security concerns do not permit a full UN operation inside Iraq at this time. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Foreign Minister Zebari presented the details of the plan to form a provisional government in Iraq by the end of June and to hold direct democratic elections by the end of 2005. He called on the international community to support the process, saying that the Iraqi people have suffered enough.
1 year ago, the Security Council was divided between those who wanted to peace Saddam Hussein and those who wanted to hold him accountable. The UN as an organization failed to help rescue the Iraqi people from a murderous tyranny.
Secretary General Kofi Annan offered this comment when questioned by reporters about Zebari's accusation.
I think the UN has done as much as it can for Iraq. Quite honestly, I don't think it's time. Today is a time to hail accusations. We should look forward and work together.
Kofi Annan ordered most non-Iraqi UN personnel to leave Iraq last August after a bombing of UN headquarters in Baghdad killed 22 people. In a report presented to the Security Council today, Annan said he does not know when security will improve enough to allow UN workers to return. He says the UN is ready to play its full part in Iraq, but for the moment, senior UN personnel will carry out their work in Iraq from Amman, Jordan, and Nicosia, Cyprus. That does not satisfy the Iraqi foreign minister.
Your help and expertise cannot be effectively delivered from Cyprus or Amman. We are ready and willing to help provide whatever security is required to see it return to Iraq.
The United States also would like for the UN to get more involved in Iraq. Kofi Annan says he has no problem with that, but first he wants a better definition of what the UN's role would be.
I need to weigh the degree of risk that the United Nations is being asked to accept against the substance of the role we are being asked to fulfill.
Security Council members France, Germany, and Russia have asked similar questions. They want the UN to play the dominant role in the political transition. But British diplomats say they don't expect the United Nations to take on significant political responsibilities until 2005, as the Constitution is drafted and plans are made for direct elections. Today, Kofi Annan expressed concern about the political process in the short term.
It is essential that the process leading to the formation of a provisional government is fully inclusive and transparent.
Iraq's most influential Shiite Muslim leader expresses similar concerns. Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani has criticized the transition plan because it calls for choosing a provisional assembly through regional caucuses rather than direct elections. But Kofi Annan, despite his reservations, says he understands that organizing direct elections in 6 months may be impossible. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.